Rory, up next, Longford. Your thoughts on that game ahead?
Aye, it's a tough game. Longford had a great one against Dundalk, and they played with nine men for a large period in that game. And although Longford are bottom of the league, but if you look at their games throughout the season, they've been in a lot of games right to the end, and no one's really put them away convincingly. So we know that they'll come here and be very, very tough to beat. But we want to be attacking and adventurous and go and try and win the game in front of our own supporters and come away with 3 points. But we have to respect them and show them respect they deserve, because they do have a lot of good players and a good manager and staff. And listen, our full intention is to go and try and win the game in front of our own supporters.
Of course, you mentioned their manager there. He has a good friend of yours. Does friendship go out the window there for 90 minutes? It's all about the 3 points.
Aye, of course, aye. But he's a great lad. And I think if you take into consideration the resources, like financially, his budget and stuff like that, then he's done a great job over the last 18 months. And he deserves a lot of credit. And the fact that they're putting it, they haven't got as many points as they probably feel they deserve, but they're right in games right to the death, and he'll take confidence from that, and we have to be right at it and approach it the same way as we approached Bohemians away the other night and try and pick up 3 points, and we can't show any arrogance whatsoever, because we've done nothing as well.
Of course, Roy, you waited 9 days for the Bohemians game. It's a quick turnaround now. It's 4 days to the next game. You know, from Tuesday to Friday. How do you prepare your players for that? Is it different?
It's a different week. It's a completely different week. A lot of it's about recovery, but then you have to obviously prepare your team to go and face the opposition that we're going to be facing. So you've only got a couple of days to do it. Today was a lot about recovery, and tomorrow we'll try and cram in as much preparation as we can, and then I'll have to, over the next 24 hours, really consider what team we're going to pick, because with the mental and physical fatigue from Monday night, we might need to think about freshening the team up.
Of course, all things in the news today on social media, Michael Duffy. What is the latest with Mikey Duffy? Is it a done deal for Michael, or is it?
Absolutely not, and far from it. Michael Duffy's a Dundalk player, and obviously with him being from Derry and stuff like that, there's going to be the natural link, but no, there's nothing. It's far from a done deal.
Oh, fantastic game on Monday night at Dalymount. But things on social media was different. One of your players being racially abused in junior. Your thoughts on that?
It's disgusting. Really bad, actually. And 2021 and players, especially in this country, I thought we were getting beyond that, and it's just disappointing that it's reared its head again. But junior's an extremely strong character, and I've obviously had a conversation or two with him, and he's okay. But nobody should be subjected to that. And if we want to make this league an attractive proposition, then morons like that are doing their best to try and ruin the reputation this league has, and you want your players to feel safe here and enjoy their football here, and it's very, very disappointing. But as I said, Junior's a brilliant character. Everyone, he's loved at this club, which is the most important thing, and player, staff, everyone really appreciates him as a player and as a person, and I think everyone at this club is fully behind them and support them, and just it's extremely disappointing at this stage that we're talking about these things still. It's ridiculous, to be honest with you.